What's up, Patrick? How are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Nothing like that happened, but...
Are you sure you're not wanted in 5 states?
I am definitely sure of that.
Oh,
yeah, that's what all criminals say. Yeah.
Your email about your date sounded kind of, I mean, not that crazy, but it sounded like you guys did a lot of stuff.
It was, I would say in my entire life, this is probably the greatest date I've ever had.
Whoa. I can't wait to hear what you guys did.
Well, you guys don't know yet how many dates he's had. You know what I mean, Patrick? Like, you could have been on 2 dates, and then we'd be like, oh, so you had dinner and drinks. Okay. So, have you had a lot of good dates?
I've been on plenty of dates.
Okay.
See? Where did you meet this dream girl that you went on this crazy date with?
I met her on a dating app.
Okay.
But we had talked, and we had planned to go rock climbing.
Oh, that's sweet. And are you a rock climber?
I'm athletic. I wouldn't say I'm like a rock, but I'm outdoorsy, I guess we'd have to say.
Cool.
All right. So that's pretty sweet.
Yeah. You know, we had a good time. We went rock climbing, and then that escalated into we went to this little cafe and had some food.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had like a really good vibe, good connection.
Mm-hmm.
We started walking around. We went to this park, and we actually, as crazy as this sounds, we had like a cartoon drawing, like a character drawing of us.
Like a caricature dude at the park?
Yeah, like the guy drew pictures of our faces like on a park bench.
Doesn't sound that crazy, really, Patrick, but it is cool and fun.
But it was our first date. Like, usually don't do that kind of stuff on your first date. It just kind of flowed. Like, everything just flowed.
That's true.
I guess.
You know, and I don't know why you want to call her back. I mean, any girl that's willing to have her caricature drawn on her first date, I don't know, man.
Pretty fast.
Yeah.
But it's not really the point of, like, the crazy things we did, but it's just, like, I was almost giddy. Like, I had butterflies in my stomach. I was, like... I felt really good. Like, it was a good day. Like, I was having fun.
And I will back you on the caricature thing because, like, that's something that's, like, a memento from your first date. Like, she's thinking she wants to remember this, and I assume that's why you guys sat down and did that together.
So if you guys do get her on the phone, like, don't say anything about the caricature because I, like, have it on my fridge and I look at it every day.
Okay? Oh!
Yeah.
Oh,
I'll be sure to not mention that, Patrick.
Oh. That's cute.
And a caricature is a big thing to get drawn on a first date because they always highlight your worst feature. And you don't want the other person to be like, oh, yeah, they do have a gigantic nose.
Yeah.
So did it end at the park in the drawing?
No, it didn't end. We went back to my place and just kind of chilled and hung out. And she actually, like, stayed over.
Oh, she did? Okay.
Oh, wow.
I mean, and did she stay in the same room as you, Patrick?
She may have, yeah.
All right.
Oh, you sly dog.
Yeah. So you guys basically spent the whole day and night together.
Yeah. So I was like giddy and I couldn't sleep. So I woke up in the middle of the night and I was just like looking at my emails and like this the last minute travel deal came up.
Mm-hmm.
So I woke her up and was like, I'm going to book a trip to Mexico for next weekend, like the following weekend.
Wow.
You
like just for you or you invited her too?
No.
Like were you just like giving her that information?
No, I invited her.
Oh, okay. You were asking if she wanted to do that though.
I mean, come on. Of course I invited her. It wasn't
for me. Okay. I don't know. The way you said it, it just sounded like, hey, I'm booking a trip to Mexico just so you know. All right. Go back to sleep.
Well, that's
crazy. And she said yes?
She said yes. So I booked it. I charged it on my card. I paid for everything. And then we kept texting back and forth during the week. I was trying to catch up on work because we were going to leave for a long weekend.
Yeah.
And so we had plans to meet at the airport at a certain time. And so I got there, checked everything. I was like waiting like 15 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Texted her.
No.
What were you feeling?
Well, I had different kind of butterflies.
Yeah.
So I was waiting. And it was like last call to book the thing. And I was like, she wasn't getting in touch with me. I didn't know if maybe she was on the plane. I got on the plane and I went on the weekend trip by myself.
Oh man, that sucks.
And you haven't heard from her at all?
I've called her. I've texted her. I've looked at my caricature on the refrigerator with a sad face now.
Wow.
Do you think she maybe got, I mean, I don't know. Did she get freaked out? Like it was too much commitment too fast?
Maybe she got nervous. I'm hoping you guys can find out for me so I can kind of figure out what I did wrong.
Yeah. You'd think that she could at least tell you like, hey, the Mexico thing is kind of making me nervous instead of just ditching you at the airport.
But maybe she felt really guilty because he had paid for it all and she didn't know how to tell him.
That's why I got in contact with you guys and I'm hoping you guys can help me.
Me too. I hope this turns out to be a love story.
I just want to know why she ditched him at the airport. I don't really care what kind of story we get. But we will play a song and then come back and call her and get your second date update. All right, Patrick?
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Hold on.